We are on Daf Yutes Amud Beis. Let us again start. Al Elu Mibnei Reish Hashanah V'al Tishrei Mibnei Takonas Hamayadis. We heard in the Mishnah that they sent out Shluchim Elu to tell the Olam, the Bnei Agoyle, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, when Rosh Chodesh Elu was, in order that they should know when to make Rosh Hashanah. As we mentioned yesterday, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, they Bnei Agoyle was Samech and Roiv, since Roiv Pa'omim Elul is Chosar, so therefore they made one day Rosh Hashanah. So they had to know when Rosh Chodesh Elul was in order to make Rosh Hashanah 30 days later, Yom Shloshim. If they would not know, they will have to make 2 days Rosh Hashanah, because they don't know when Rosh Chodesh Elul was. According to Tosfos, since they didn't know Lamaisa when Rosh Hashanah was, so they made 2 days Rosh Hashanah, but they had to know when Rosh Chodesh Elul was in order that they shouldn't have to make 3 days Rosh Hashanah. Ba'al Tishrei Mibnei Takonis Hamayadis. In Tishrei they sent out Shluchim Mibnei Takonis Hamayadis. So the Gemara asks, Kivin de Novki Lohua Elu, since the Shluchim went out on Elu, so let us, according to Rashi now, so we assume that Rosh Hashanah is 30 days afterwards, is Atishrei Loma Lohu, let us be Seimach and Roiv. Maybe they were ma'aber elu. That's why we have to. So we have a suffix. We'll say we have a suffix in Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we send out shluchim to know when Yom Kippur is, when Sukkot is. No, it's not true. Ve'omar abchinene ba'kahana omarab mimoyis ezra ve'elach le'matzino elul ma'uba. That elul was not ma'uba. We look up historically. There's never an Elul Me'uba from Ezra and Vayta, so we have a gewaldik eroiv. So the Gemara answers leimatzinu the leitzterech. That's true. Elul was never Me'uba because there was not a need to be ma'aberit. Ha'itzterech ma'abrin alei. But if a necessity will arise, then we'll have to be ma'abarit. Bisman from Ezra, there never was a necessity, but if a necessity will arise, we'll have to be ma'abarit. So therefore, they sent out shluchim, Tishrei, one of the two, if they were ma'abarit, to inform them that they were ma'abarit. And if they weren't ma'abarit, so Rashi says, that they shouldn't have heart palpitations. They should, so they sent out b'chol oifen shluchim. Frag the Gemara, o mekalkul Rosh Hashanah. How could you do such a thing? According to Rashi, the Gemara's kasha is moiradik. According to Rashi, they made one day Rosh Hashanah. They when they knew when Chodesh Elul was, so 30 days later was Rosh Hashanah. So what are you telling me now? But could be they decided to be ma'aber Rosh Hashanah, to make it the next day, to make it Yom Lamed Aleph. We'll see in Rashi, Cheshbonis, Mishum Yarke, Mishum Mesaya. We'll have later on the Gemara Daf Chof. They didn't want that Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur should not be next to a Shabbos. There'll be problems. If a person will die in one day, you'll have to hold them 2 consecutive days. There's a problem of Yarke, that if you have Shabbos next to the first day Yontif, so again, you'll have 2 days, you won't be able to have fresh Yerokis. So, the Wechesh Boynes, that sometimes they had to be Ma'aber, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Frag de Gemore, ha itzlich mabrinele ha mekalkul Rosh Hashanah. So the kasha is meiredik, that lemaise, the Bnei Agoyle, everyone else who was not close to Yerushalayim, Lamaise, they made Rosh Hashanah the 30th day. Now, you're going to, in the Yerushalayim, they're going to be Ma'aber, they're going to be Ma'aber Chodesh Elul. You make a new day Rosh Hashanah, no one knows about it. No one's going to be aware about this. So you're Mekalkul, the Rosh Hashanah from Rav of Klal Yisrael. And for the Gemara, Mutif Tekalkul Rosh Hashanah, V'lo Yiskalkulu Kulu Mayadis. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Itzterich, Imishum Yarke, Imishum Mesaya, and this was a Cheshbin, that, to make sure that, that the 2 days, that Shabbos and Yom Tov should not be together, consecutively one after the other, there'll be problems with Yerokis, problems with Pulas Mason. Frag the Gemore, Vaka Mekalkala Rosh Hashanah, the nimze shaloya su bnei hagoyla kahaloche im abrenelo. That means everyone was saimach and roit. They made Rosh Hashanah yom lamed. Bezn is going to be ma'aber elo. So nu de Rosh Hashanah, the meat yidden who are near Yerushalayim, near Bezn, they're going to make a second day Rosh Hashanah. Ganz klal Yisrael. It's Oisrei Shoshana, it's time Gedalia now, there's no, it's not Oisrei Shoshana. Klal Yisrael was not Mekayim Mitzvah Tkiya Shofar, Klal Yisrael was not Mekayim the Imre Lefone Malchias, this was done everything Erev Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara asks, Amere de Kekashe, the Nimse Shlo Yasu B'nei Agoyla Ka'alochi Ma'abram Elu. How could Bezdin do such a thing? So what is the Gemara answer? Mutif tikalkul Rosh Hashanah v'liyiskalkulu kulu me'adis. So da'avoyni, I don't understand the Gemara's teretz b'shem oifen. Bishloim, if you learn the cheshbin is als meisaye, so dan v'aysoy stafen obna psaganza musa shmuz to show that the kovod abriyas of 10 meisim which might die, that's more important than the Rosh Hashanah and the Tkiya Shofar of Reim of Klal Yisrael. So it's not there. But if it goes with Yarke, that's in Gansen beyond my cap, so they won't have Yerokis. The Oynig Yontif is so big, so they won't have, they'll have Chalas and they'll Shech the second day Yontif when it's Negeya, so they won't have Yerokis. Sleep does of Men Oike given, Rosh Hashanah ki yeshayfer from ganz klal Yisrael. I don't understand it at all. Deikenami mutav tikalkul Rosh Hashanah v'iskalkul kulu mayadis. Deikenami diktoni al tishrei mipnei takonis hamayadis shma mino. So now it's good the loshen haMishnah that they sent out shluchim and tishrim ne takonas amayadis. We want to be misakin the mayadis. Zogt Rashi, gonisht. Let us see Taisvis. Mimois Ezra ve'eilach. Odeikonami de lahochi choshu rabbonon de lele kalkulu shar mayadis. But the other mayadis should not be mekulkul ve'itiru she'erai shashone mekulkul le'goylo. There were not, it's not only Legoylach, I mean, there was, the Gans Eretz Yisrael didn't know. Yeah. Zogt Taisvis. Mimais Ezra ve'eilach le'metzino elul ma'uba. Mashme, de bimei Ezra, hoye ma'uba. It seems from Ezra and weiter, we didn't find an elul that was ma'uba. Usmach tzas ledova. The Chsiv, Sataisu wants to bring up Shashtikol Rai that Bimei Ezra, there was once Elo Me'uba. It says, Vayiga Achidesh Hashvi, it came the seventh month, Tishrei, the Chsiv, Vayovi Ezra, Koyin HaSatayre, the Chsiv, Biyemechod, Lachidesh Hashvi, the first day, Tishrei, Chsiv, Vayikra Boy, they learned the Torah, the Chsiv, Bay, Hayoim, Kodesh, no, it was Rosh Hashanah, Chsiv, and it says weiter in Nehemiah, Bayoim Hasheini, the second day, Nesvu Roshei Ha'ovois, L'chol Ha'om, HaKahanim, Balviim, El Ezra HaSofer, ולהסקיל על דברי התורה. They all came, they were nachmalaining. So what was the purpose of the second day of the skriya? Mashme she'osu shnei yomim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah v'korilei sheini lemilsei. That means the second day, not the second day of the month, the second day, it was really the first day of the month, because that was the real Rosh Hashanah. But sheini lemilsei, this is the second day Rosh Hashanah. The first day was the first day Rosh Hashanah, so this is the second day Rosh Hashanah. That's how Taisvis wants to fatach the posik, or else Taisvis didn't understand what this purpose was of coming together, Nachmol, meaning the Torah. There was a whole Indian over there. So Taisvis, that day was also Rosh Hashanah. One raya. Uchsiv Nami, Taisvis says they have another raya. You look further in the Nehemiah, it says, B'yoyim esrim va'arbo lachaydish, Nesvu kol Yisrael b'tzayim uvesakim. The Rosh Hashanah was a meiridik, his eiristik a Rosh Hashanah, klai yisoltzach, genumen tshuvet zetan. So the 24th day of Tishrei, they made a tainus. Mashme, so why did they wait till the 24th day of Tishrei? Lefi shahoya oz meitzoy sukis, nesvu. Because Meitzoy Sukkis, they couldn't fast till Meitzoy Sukkis, then they made a tainus. The Taisvis we lavda of Ru Vaosu Sukkis Betesvov boy. He says so Taisvis asked if they were not Ma'abar Elo and they made Sukkis normal, im Kain Yud Dalad Yarche, Vechesta Sukkis, Harechov Beis. So Lachaira we finish with Sukkis the 22nd day of Tishrei. V'yoyim chav gimel meitzoy sukkis. So the 23rd day of Tishrei is meitzoy sukkis. So why did they wait till the 24th day of sukkis to make a tainus? So Hatas Taisus answers. Taisus answers. No, that what it says is the 24th day. The 24th day from the first day Rosh Hashanah. Chavdalid Lemil, say the Maharsha says. But it was really the 23rd day from the first day of Tishrei, because they were Ma'aber Elo. So Taisus has Akasha, why did they fast the 24th day? They should have fasted the 23rd day. So Taisus says, was stuck in the 23rd day because they were Ma'aber Elo. V'ein loimel d'shavku ha'letani sayo mishemachis yontef u'shemikach imtinu atchav dalet boi. So Taisa says, maybe I'll tell you a different teretz. That was Yisrochak. So they didn't want to make a tainus on Yisrochak. So Taisa says, the me'oz lehoyu noyegim boi. So the Magen Avraham brings a raya from this Taisa, that bizman the bali at Taisa, there was a minig not to fast Yisrochak. Agavulchid the Goin says, Me'ikar Adin, you're allowed to fast Yisrochak. We learned the Gemara, and Omed Aleph, the Gemara says a difference between a Yontav Darais and a Yontav Darabon. A Yontav Darais is Misanim Lefneim Lachayim. It's Rechen Chizik, so you're allowed to fast the day after Yontav. But there were Taisus holds, there was a minig not to fast, Bizman the Baliyat Taisus. So Taisus says, but that minig wasn't Bizman Nehemiah. That the minig, Taisus seems knew when this minig originated. So the Zicha wasn't a minig then. So if there wasn't a minig then, so I'm back to the Kasha, so why didn't they fast Chav Gimel? Is a right, they were Ma'aber, the Elo. But oi, then Taisus another Teret, Shrei Dovo Shatzibor Hoyo. I think Taisus means, it was a tiny siba. I feel that there was a minig not to fast, but lechayre, a tiny siba lechayre should be doiched this minig. Al shma mino de bru le'elo. Abyan kevem nesk samoyr de kekasha an teisvis, mamish apela. The Gemara says in Beye that the first day Rosh Hashanah, Ezra told them, they should give monos lein nochin loy. That they should, it's a meiridike tog, Rosh Hashanah, chedbas Hashem uschem, they shouldn't cry, they should be besimche. They should give monos lein nochin loy. So the Gemara says in Beye, what does that mean? Mona is la'in nachin loy. So the Gemara says that there were people who forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, so they won't be able to cook from Friday and Shabbos. So you should give money, slain nochile, they should have what to eat Shabbos. As is the Gemara. Zuk the Rabbi Yankev Emden, so it comes out that Chazal said pshat in the Pasuk that the first day Rosh Hashanah was on a Friday. Even though Chazal tell us le'adu chaydish, that you don't make, le'adu shana, you don't make Rosh Hashanah on a Friday. He says, but bizman, they were mekadosh al piyariya, they weren't all the time akpid with this. So it seems that the first day Rosh Hashanah was Erev Shabbos. Forget that, so people didn't make an Erev Tavshil and he had a problem for Shabbos. So he says if the first day of Rosh Hashanah was Erev Shabbos, so it comes out that the day, that was a problem. So it comes out that the day after Shmini Atzeres was Shabbos. So he says he doesn't understand Taisvis. Taisvis brings a raya. Why didn't they fast Chav Gimel? He says, you know why they didn't fast Chav Gimel? Because it was Shabbos. So he doesn't understand Taisvis. It's a pella. Leimishim mitzah yontev, leimishim debru le'elol, Taisvis of Azachesh, but Azachesh, he says he doesn't understand. The Gemara Vaistaisit that it was Erev, that Rosh Hashanah was Erev Shabbos, so Memele, so the day after Shmini Atzeres was Shabbos, so that's why they couldn't fast. He doesn't understand the Raya of Taisvis. The Gemara says, the Gemara asked Akasha, why should they be Va'aber Elo, they'll be Mekalkal Rosh Hashanah? So when we learned the Gemara, we said according to Rashi, the Gemara is Meredig. Because they held only one day Rosh Hashanah. So Mamela, by being Mekalka, by being Ma'aber Elo, that you took away the Yontav of Rosh Hashanah from Klal Yisrael. We didn't understand the Teretz, but the Kasha was Meredig. According to Taisvis, we have to understand the Gemara's Kasha. Taisvis learns Pshat. That Lemaise, when the Shluchim went out, and the Medea, the Oilam, when Rosh Chodesh Elo was, they held 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So what's the Kilkul? What's the Mekalkul Rosh Hashanah? So the Taisus HaRosh's Pshat, and we'll see the Lashon of Taisus later, Taisus says it Bavlo, Taisus also seemed to learn like the Taisus HaRosh. He says, the Gemara's kasha was, if you'll be able to be ma'aber elo, so come out, you'll have to make 2 days Rosh Hashanah, umeisifin tkiyais ubrachay shaloi kedin. The kilkul is, the mekalkul Rosh Hashanah, making 2 days Rosh Hashanah, so you make brachay shaloi kedin, that I understand. I don't understand, so you'll blow another day, so what's the sign? Unless the Taisarah shows us up Sabal Taisit, like it's like your Mesif, another day of Tkiyas. So now the Kasha is not as a gefelach, but that was the Kasha. The Kasha is, why should, if normally the Alpi Cheshbin, Reish Chodesh Elo, should be Abi Cheshbon Elo should be Chosar, so they should not make it Meubel, which that will create a Chiv to make 2 days Rosh Hashanah. 2 days Rosh Hashanah is not Klatik. You have Tkiyas Ubrach, Meisif and Tkiyas Ubrach Shaloi Kedim. So the Gemara answered, no, Abba Akaponim, it's worthwhile to be saved this kilkul, then the Kadei should be misakin the mayadis. Bal yiskalkalu kulu mayadis. The Gemara says it shouldn't be mekalkal the mayadis. Laman da omar lekamon shema abrin mishum yarkaye, that you are ma'aber elo because of the yarkis, neiched the shayach akulu. So the problem is that you're misakin kulu mayadis. Abalamanda omar mishum meisaye, that the whole reason they were ma'aba elo is because that they should be able to be mekabel the meisim kasha the leke kilkul elam yom kippurim lechude. The kilkul of Messiah is only by Yom Kippur. Maybe Shabbos and Yom Kippur will be together, so 2 days will pass by without kvura. By any other case, you can make kvura. The first day Yom Tov, you can make kvura. Mekabel the day Amomen. So Memela, there's no problem. So the Lashon Kulu Mayadaya Ishvel. One kasha. Ba'oid, another kasha, even the Yodi Kviyas Elu, Amaitis Kalkul Rosh Hashanah. Fakert. If they know when Elul is, so the whole problem is, we say there's a tzairich in order to be ma'aber elu, in Tishrei, al tziarkaya, al tzmeisaya, ha-yodi de titchi mipnei adu, verkehrt. This cheshbin was an unknown cheshbin. The way Rashi says that the tikkun me'ades means for yarkaya u'meisaya, that means that they wanted to make sure that Shabbos and Yom Tov should not come one consecutively, one after the other. So everyone will know this. None of them, they know that they ain't adu shoshana. You can't make a shoshana the Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday because of these cheshbainis. So there's no kilkul when the Olam knows this klal. So that's everyone will know that they were ma'aber elu. The nira the lav mishum adu koma, ha'itzach ma'brinilei. Not the way Rashi says. Rashi says the necessity is Messiah and Yarko. Rashi says no, that's not the necessity because that everyone would know. Ela mishum dezimnin zeleiro edim alavone v'yem shloishim. The tzairach that Bezdin had to be ma'aba elul was maybe Edim, the Edim did not see the Levone, Yom Shloishim. Ve'ein mekatshin ad Yom Lamed Aleph, mishum the mitzvah lekadish al piyari. The tzairach was that, that even though normally Rish Chodesh Tishrei, Rish Hashanah was usually Yom Lamed, but if they didn't have Edim who saw the Levone, so it was Kedai to be Me'achel Reish Hashanah one day, Kedai to be Mekadish al Piriyah. U'porich o Mekalkul o Reish Hashanah, by taking this Hiddur, you Mekalkul Reish Hashanah, so Teh Taisa says, like the Taisa's Roshi, Yeyosu Shnei Yomi Misofik, that's it, by giving Bezdin the opportunity to be ma'aba elu, so you're making that they'll have to be 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Umishani mutev tiskalkul Rosh Hashanah, va yiskalkulu kol hamay adosh yom kippurim v'sukkos u'shmini atzeres, im yasu al pi iyum ha'edim loy al pi horia. That means, theoretically, it was possible to make Rosh Chodesh Tishrei Yom Lamed. There weren't Edim who saw the Levona on Yom Lamed. You could take 2 Edim and be Ma'ayim on them. They should say they saw the Levona. And Bezdin could be Mekadesh to Chodesh also. Atam Afilu Mezidim. They could have made Rosh Hashanah Yom Lamed. But if they would make Rosh Hashanah Yom Lamed, so it comes out that the Yomim Tovim, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shemini Atzeres, were Niskadish to a grade B Kiddush. Because there's a mitzvah l'kaddish al pi Eidiriyah. But the Yevet Atam Afilu Mezidim, you can take to Eidim and be Ma'ayim on them, and they'll tell you they saw the Levona, and you'll be Mekaddish and Sain Shalom al Yisrael, and they'll be Kaddish. But that's Pshat in the Gemara. According to Taisus al Kaponim, we understand the shikul over here, that the kilkul is not as agafelach a kilkul. The kilkul is that you'll have to have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The tikkun is, it's kedai to have 2 days Rosh Hashanah in order that the Yom Kippur and the Sukkot should be a mehudadik Yom Kippur and Sukkot, that it came about to a grade A Kiddush and not to a grade B Kiddush. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Ba'al Kislev mipnei Chanukah, ba'al Odor mipnei HaPurim. They sent out Shluchim Kislev, that they should know when the Bnei HaGoyle should know when Chanukah is, ba'al Odor mipnei HaPurim, they should know when Purim is. Ve'ilu nis'abro ha'shone. What's another case? What would be if they were ma'abro the shone? That means, let's say, other Rishon, they sent out Shluchim. Now, they decided to be ma'abro the shone. So there's going to be another Sheni. So the Mishnah does not say that you sent out Shluchim for other Sheni. So the Mishnah by states, "Vilu nisabra hashana yoytzin afal odo sheini bimnei hapurim loiktoni." So by states, you won't send out shluchim. So the Gemara mas nisin the loike Rebbe. Rebbe holds in such a case, you do send out shluchim. The sanya Rebbe oimer in nisabra hashana, if they decided to be ma'aber the shana yoytzin afal odo sheini bimnei hapurim. So he went out the shady because of Purim. So we have here a machloikes tanoim. If Lamaisa there's an other shiny, there's a second Purim, do you send that shluchim on an other shiny? So what's the machloikes? It's a very difficult machloikes to understand. Our Tana also holds because of Purim they send that shluchim. So now there's a new Purim, there's another shiny. So why, what is the svar of our Tana? So the Gemara wants to say, "Leime b'hokem iflugi." The Mar Sovar kol mitzvus hanoyages b'sheini noyages perishin. Tana v'Mishnah holds the mitzvus which hanoyages b'sheini noyages perishin. B'de'eved you yoytze with what you did perishin. So me'mele. So therefore, the Tana v'Mishnah held. Why the v'stap menareishik and shluchim odor sheini? In b'di'eved you yoytze with the mitzvahs you did and the other rishon. So memeile, so you're not matriach shluchim to go out. Umar sova kol mitzvahs hanoyhages b'sheini einoyhages b'rishon. That if there is another sheini, he yoytze with what they did b'other rishon. So memeile, so they have to know when Purim is. So that's what the Gemara wants to say, that's the machlokes. So the Gemara says, loy. The kol alma could be everyone holds mitzvahs and neyages b'sheini, ein neyages b'rishin. V'hocho be'ibul shono kamiflagi. Here the machlokes is there a bashtimte halacha, how many days other Rishon has? Ibur Shana is called other Rishon. The Sanya. Kama Ibur Shana. How many days does other Rishon have? Lamed Yoyim. So the Tanakama says, it always says Lamed Yoyim. That means that other Rishon is always a Molik. Abshim Gamliel Oimel Chaydish. So the Gemara now held Abshim Gamliel means it always has Choftes Yoyim. In fact, the Gemara, so what's the difference? Maishno Lamed, if you hold Odor Rishon, always says Lamed Yoyim. The Yodi, that, so everyone knows when Odor Sheini is, because they know, they know that Odor Rishon has 30 days. Chodesh Nami Yodi. So if Odor Rishon has 29 days, they'll also know when Odor Sheini is. So again, what is the Svar of Rebbe? Why does Rebbe say you have to send out Shluchim Odor Sheini? Omar Rav Pope, Manda Omar Chodesh, the Tana that says that other Rishon can be a Chodesh, that means Rotz a Chodesh, if Bezn wants it can be 29 days, Rotz a Shloishim. Bezn wants it can be 30 days. So it comes out, the Maskonos HaGemara is as follows. The Machloikis Rebbe in the Tana of our Mishnah is, when there is an other Sheini, is there a fixed amount of days for other Rishon? The Tana of our Mishnah holds is a fixed amount of days for other Rishon, 30 days. So Memele, it is not necessary to send out Shluchim other days. People know that that the other Rishon is 30 days, so the Rosh Chodesh other Sheni is the 34th day, the 31st day. Rebbe holds that other Rishon could be a Chodesh, it could be sometimes 29, sometimes 30. So Lemaise, the Bnei Agoyla do not know when other Sheni is, so they don't know when Purim is, so therefore they sent out Shluchim. Let us see Rashi. Zit Rashi, ואילו אם נסעברו השונה, לאחר שנכנס עוד הורישן, והולכו השלוחים, is what will be, לאחר שנכנס עוד הורישן, והולכו השלוחים, יושבו בזן ועיינו ויברו על אסיס עוד השני החזד, later בזן decided to make another שני. So it doesn't say in our Mishnah you send out Shluchim again. So first of all, we want to say, what's the svar of the Tana of our Mishnah? Because he holds, Kol mitzvah san noyegeis b'sheini nehagis b'rishin. V'yotzi dechevosan b'purim shosu b'rishin. Why should we send out Shluchim? They were yotze b'dieved already. They were yotze b'dieved with the purim that they were makayim odarishin. We have yotze with odarishin. Then the Gemara wants to say no. Everyone holds, you're not Yoitze Berishin. Now the Machlokes is, Kama Ibo Shone, Yemei Oda Harishin, Shoisei Oisin Ibo Lashone. That is considered the extra month. So, Rebbe holds that it's, the Tanakama holds that it's 30 days, and the Rebbe holds it's Chodesh, because Hagadai Techofta Shomit. In fact, the Gemara, Maishna Lamando Meshloishim, Dein Zorich Larzav Lishloich Shluchim Aydei Kiddush Ado Sheini De Yodi Bnei Agoylum Shloilo Ado Rishim Uber Am Yoyim Lamed Aleph Niskadish Mandai Mechadish Chodesh Nami In Zorich Leidia De Yodi Bloilom Chosor Am Yoyim Shloishim Niskadish. So the Gemara said no, that Rabbi holds Rotsu Chodesh Rotsu Shloish Lefikach Tzrichin Leidia Masu Mole Yoy Chosor. Zog Taisvis, Mas Nisen de Loi Kerebi. Aces. Our Mishnah held, you don't have to be Maidia them when other Shani is, because they can figure it out. That's a Maskana Sagmar, and according to Rebbe, they can't figure it out. Vim Taimo Latana di Don, Kivin de Loi Novki al Oda Hashani, Hayech Yedu Shenis Abro Hashona. Fractartosis is a new problem over here. How do they know that it's an Ibuyo? They sent out Shluchim Odorishin, a guten Tag, and finished. That's what happened. So how do they know Bechlal that there's going to be an Odorishini? Agamo says, no, 30 days, an Odorishini, finished. And who knows about an Odorishini? Who's up to date? Who knows about this? Bemisin, the Teisa Rosh brings down for Rashi, we don't have this in our Rashi, the Teisa Rosh doesn't like it. The Ritva also Dachsma brings down such a svore, that Bemisin, they sent out, Shluchim, let's say they were Ma'aber, the year, let's say for practical purposes, Chav Vov, other Rishon, they were Ma'aber the Shonen. So the Zicha sent out Shluchim. They sent out Shluchim Chav Vav Odarishin to tell them they were Ma'abad Hashanah. Finished. But they did not wait till Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis because it's not necessary. As long as you know that there's an Ibur Shonah, as long as you know there's an Ibur Shonah, you can figure out the way for yourself already. It's Maishpul. The Tana of our Mishnah holds, like the Tanakame, that Odarishin is always 30 days, so the rest you can figure out by yourself. Hey, so our Mishnah is only speaking about the Shluchim, which were sent out to be Medea the Bnei Goyla when Rosh Chodesh was. So that's how the Teisa Rosh brings down for Rashi. There was Zichah, they sent out Shluchim, Chav Vav Odarishin, to tell them that there was a Nibur Shoneh. But that our Mishnah doesn't speak about that, because our Mishnah is only speaking about the Shluchim which is sent out for Rosh Chodesh. And for Rosh Chodesh, the Tana of our Mishnah, they don't have to know about it, because they can figure it out by themselves. They know it's an Ibur Shoneh, and they know that Odarishin has 30 days, So finished. So that's why it's not necessary to send out shluchim when Odo Shaini is. Rebbe holds that they don't know when Rosh Chodesh will be, so they'll send out again Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, they'll send out when Odo Shaini was. That's how the Tosfos Rosh brings down from Rashi. Tosfos did not learn like that. So Tosfos asks Akasha, so the whole Gemara is the Chapela. Hech yedush nisabru ashone. Bishloimim abrua koidem odo. If they were ma'abel the shana before other rishon, yochaylam leidiyai de shlucha yoda. So fakert. So the shlucha yoda told them when other rishon was. They told them a new nayis. They told them that, you know, it's this year's an ibur yor. So they knew everything. Aval imi brua achakach. But if Bezdin was ma'abel the shana after they sent out the shluchim for the rishon. Heichi yodi. So how did the Bnei Goyle know Bechlal that they were ma'aber the year? The ma'abrina na shona kol oda. You can be ma'aber the shona the whole other rishon. You can be ma'aber the shona. L'chol apoches apurim yele machlekes before. Abal koponim. So how did the Bnei Goyle know that the Gemara saying Gacheshbin, they know when Purim will be. Who Purim? They're preparing for Pesach. Who knows about Purim? Yeshloima, so Tosfos says, Kivin the Shluchim Yoitzim al Nissen. The Mishnah says that they sent out Shluchim for Nissen. Memele Yodi, Shiyagia Reish Chodesh Vein Shluchim Yoitzim Im Kein Ashone Murberes. Samuyim de Kezach. I mean, let's say some places, let's say it took 13 days, 14 days to get there. So let's say the place that at 14 days, usually the shliach came the 14th day. No, they weisen von Gornish. They don't know that it's they were ma'abod shana. They're preparing for Pesach. Usually on the 14th day, they have to be a chometz. Usually the shliach comes and tells them, you know, when the Chodesh Nissan was and thus, he tells them, all of a sudden, they got rid of all the chametz, freilich and purim, you know, you have to make shalachmonis, and the house is Pesach thick already. They made ma'at spilip loim. I really don't understand how it worked. The ma'at sova kol ha-mitzvahs ha-noyeges perishin, noyeges b'sheini, and ma'at sova ein noyeges. Now, Tosfos says it's a very interesting girsa. Our girsa was that Mar Sova kol mitzvahs hanoyagos b'sheini noyagos b'rishin, which means that you could be mekayim b'rishin mitzvahs purim. That's good. That we can understand. Tosfos says a girsa, the Mar Sova kol mitzvahs hanoyagos b'rishin noyagos b'sheini, u'mar Sova ein noyagos. So how do you say pshat in this girsa? So Tuv Yehama said very good. He said that pshat in the skill says asoi. Kol ha-mitzvahs ha-noyegeis b'rishin, noyegeis b'sheini. All the mitzvahs you did b'rishin, you have to do it over again b'sheini, because you weren't yoytze. U'mar sova ein noyegeis, you don't have to do it b'sheini, because you were yoytze. That is pshat. V'tamayu meforish mikroi be'kama de megillah. B'roiv svorim ha-girse ipche. The girse is punk verkehrt. The mar sova kol ha-mitzvahs ha-noyagos b'sheini agirs ha-noyagos b'rishin ha-masov ha-noyagos. Ekama de Megillah k'siv keim b'chol ha-svom gabi plukte de Rabbonon v'Rabbi Loza v'Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel yesh l'yashev shtei agirsois. Zog te Gemara weiter. So the vial we had so far ha-machloikis t'anekame and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel if leish chodesh if Chodesh Adar Rishon is always a mole, or Adar Rishon could be sometimes a mole, sometimes a chas. Zog the Gemara weiter, Heyid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mishum Kehila Kadisha di Yerushalayim, al shnei adorim shemekatshim oisom biyoim iburayim. And Adar Rishon and Adar Sheini, the 30th day, you make Rosh Chodesh. So in other words, Sai Oder Rishin and Sai Oder Sheni are always chaserim. The 30th day, you make Rosh Chodesh. Mekatshem oisam b'yoyim iboreim. Yoyim iboreim is the 30th day. Lememre, the chaserim of dinon meleim leyadina. So what are they coming to tell us? That's like what they're coming to tell us. That they hold that both adorim are always chosso. La'afuki mididoresh Rav Nachman b'achizde, tidoresh Rav Nachman b'achizde, heyid Rav Simoi mishum chagai zecharia malachi al shnei adorim, shimrotzu, there's no such klal that they're always chaserim. Shimrotzu la'soyson shneim aleim, oyson. Oisin, shneim chaseirin, oisin, echad molev echad chosso, oisin. So, Isis Rav Nachman b'Achizde said, fakert, there's no klal, but the two adorim have to be, they can be both molev, both chosso, or one molev, one chosso. V'kach hoyu nehagin b'goylo. And Azeya b'zach kefiot b'goylo. The Rabbi Nachman says, "Begoyla hupum padisa." L'chayr, I didn't understand what pshat they were noigim begoyla. Since when were they mekadish the chaydish begoyla? The actual pshat the Gemara is the Rambam brings down in the Perek Aleph Halach Ches from Hilchos Kiddush Hachaydish. B'imhoya Adam Godol bechochme v'nismach be'eretz Yisrael v'yotza lechutz l'aretz lohiniach be'eretz Yisrael kamoi soy. Hareze mechashe v'keveya chadoshim u'ma'abar shonim b'chutz l'oretz. So that's me, that's pshat in this Gemara over here. Kachay noigim b'goyla, mustame, when b'goyla they were smuchim and they were the leinich k'moysom b'eretz Yisrael. U'mishum rabbeinu amru. Now we have a third day. Rav said l'oilom echad molei v'echad chosa. Usually, the first odor is molei, the second odor is chosa. At she yevoda lecho shehu kvar reish chodesh bezmani, unless to be media fakert. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Shemekachin oison v'yoymi boreyem. Yoim Shloishim Kori Yoim Ibul. The 30th day of the month is called the Yoim Ibul. Sha'oisin Ibul Achaydish. The 30th day makes the previous Chaydish Achaydish Moberes Kshem Abram Oisin. Period. So now we know what Yoim Ibul Rehem means. Yoim Ibul Rehem means the 30th day. So Bemela, they said now that they were Mishmekachim Yom Shloishim Shal Shneim. They were Mekadish the 30th day of both Adorim. L'Rosh Chodesh Anichnas Yom Lamed L'Odor Rishin U'Rosh Chodesh L'Odor Hasheni. Yom Lamed L'Odor Sheni U'Rosh Chodesh Nisan. L'Memre Dechasirin Avdinen. So the Gemara says, so this man the Yoma holds that both Chodshei Ador were Chosa. And Rabbeinu said, Echad Molei Vechad Chosa, Davke Koma, Rishain Molei, Visheini Chosa. Mishim Rabbeinu Rab, Shuk Anles, Shuk Farish Chodesh Bismanei, Shomru Loch Aboim Eretz Yisrael, Kitshu Bezden Rish Chodesh Odor Hasheni, Biyoim lamed la'odo harishin vasos harishin chosa. That means normally your odorishin is molei, unless for some reason bezin was ma'aba odorishin. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Sholchu leila ma'ukve. They sent to ma'ukve odo ador hasamoch lenisin la'oilam chosa. The other hasamach lenisin is always chosa. So that means that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is always b'yoyim lamed. Frek the Gemara kashe mosiv Rav Nachman al shnei chadoshim mechalulin es ha-shabbos. There are two chadoshim that the Edim who saw the Levona were Machalo Shabbos, which are the two Chadoshim, Al Nisin v'Al Tishrei. Frag the Gemara so, I amret, Mosiv Rav Nachman, Al Shnei Chadoshim Machalo Nesha Shabbos, Two Chadoshim de Machalo Shabbos, Edim ha-Machalo Shabbos, Al Nisin v'Al Tishrei. I amret b'shloime zimnin, Mole zimnin chosa, if you'll tell me, sometimes, odo, asamach l'nissen is mole. Sometimes it's chosel. So lemaise, there's no standard man. However, the kiddush achayit shall be, that's what it is. Mishim hochi mechal alinon. So that's very good. So the edim, who, let's say, the Edim saw the Levone Yom Lamed, so they have to go Yom Lamed, that the Bezdin should make it, should be Mekadosh Chodesh Nissen. So you Mechal Shabbos. Elo, I Amrit Lo'olam Chosel, but if you'll tell me a Yesod, that the other Hasomuch L'Nissen is always Chosel, Amay Mechalalina. So why do they have to be Mechalal Shabbos? That means if they come, if they don't come, it's going to be, Rosh Chodesh Nissen is going to be Yom Lamed. So why do the Edom have to be Mechalal Shabbos? What are they accomplishing? And for the Gemara, Mishum de Mitzvah Lekadesh Al Hariyah. That is true. If they come, if they don't come, Rosh Chodesh Nissen will be the 30th day. But if, will it be a grade A Kiddush, a grade B Kiddush? So for Kert, it's Kedai to be Mechalo Shabbos, Kedai it should be a grade A Kiddush, that it should be a Kiddush al Yidei Riyas Ha'edim. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Mechalin es HaShabbos, Edim Shero es HaLevone, V'chidusho Mechalin es HaShabbos, Lotzeis chutz l'tchum, lovi l'bezden, lohi l'fneiem. L'fisha may adim kulam tluyim b'shnei chadoshim alolo. Why davke these two chadoshim? Because all the yamin toivim depend on these two chadoshim. Okasalke daiter. The Gemara held chilula the shori rachmone. Why was the Torah matter to be mechalo Shabbos l'tzorech kiddush ha'chodesh mishum de kviya yarche l'fi riyas halavone? Because the month is Nikva, the way the Levona was seen. Imole, mole, imchosa, chosa. So memele, so that's why they have to come and tell us that this year it's a chosa, this year it's a mole. Is mishimachim mechalolim. Imru b'yoim lamed, so they have to be mechalo Shabbos. Shim lo yavoyu, v'yoidu sheru ayoim, lo yekachu bezn ad mocha, v'yasu es a chosa mole. So then we'll understand why the Edim are permitted to be Mechalo Shabbos, to make that Rosh Chodesh should be the correct day. Eloi Amrit Lo'olam Chosa, but if you're going to tell me that Odo Hasomuch L'Nissen is always Chosa, V'nami Lo Yosu Edim Mekadshim Le'Hoidne, if Edim won't come today, they're also going to make Rosh Chodesh Nissen the 30th day. Lama Len L'Chalo. So, for welche gute Jahren are they permitted to be Mechalo Shabbos? So, the Gemara says, that's true, today will automatically become Rosh Chodesh Nissen. But there's a mitzvah to be Mekadosh al Ariyah, al Pi Edim, Tachsiv HaChodesh HaZalachem, Rosh Chodoshim, Kazeh Rei VeKadosh. That is the first Lashon of the Gemara. That means the sholchulei lemal ukve sara yisod that other hasamach l'nissen is always chosa, and Rav Nachman asked Akasha, why you mechal Shabbos? The Gemara said at Teretz you mechal Shabbos als mitzvah l'kaddish al hariyah. Ike da amri, others say over the ma'isa was fakert. Sholchulei lemal ukve that. Other asomach l'nissen is always chosa. Omar Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said, afanan nami tanina, fakert not, he has takashi, but a raya. What's the raya? It says in the Mishnah, shnei chadoshim, mechal l'nes ha-shabbos, al nissen, va'al tishrei. Is I amrit bishloim elo oilom chosa. If you'll say, then Nissen is always chosa. Is mishim hochi mechalalinon de mitzvah lekadish alari. So now it's very good why we're mechalo Shabbos, the mitzvah lekadish alari. Elo I amrit zimnin molei bezimnin chosa. But if you'll tell me, That if you'll tell me that the other asamuch lenisen is sometimes mole, sometimes chosa, is amai mechalalinon nevrei hoidne v'nekatsho lemocho. In fact, the Gemara moira dikrikasha punfakert. If there's no klal that other has to be 29 days. Other can be 29 days, 30 days. So Memele, whenever you're Mekadosh, that's when it is. So Memele fragt the Gemara, so why are you Mechalo Shabbos? Why are you Mechalo Shabbos? If the Eidim saw it the 30th day, so why are they Mechalo Shabbos? That's when it's Mekadosh, when the Eidim will come. So if they'll come the 31st day, so will they Mekadosh the 31st day? So amai mechalalina nebrei ha'idna, so they won't come today. V'nekadshe lemocha, let them be mekadesh lemocha. That means that Rav Nachman said, if other hasamach lenissen is flexible, so what right do the Edom have to be mechalo Shabbos when they see the Lavana the 30th day? So instead of being Mechalo Shabbos, they'll come the 31st day. And for the Gemara, you're right. Ide ikla yom shloishim b'Shabbos hochinam. You're 100% right. If the 30th day of Adar was Shabbos, so you're right, you're not Mechalo Shabbos. Hoche b'mayaskin and the ikla yem shloishim ve'echad b'Shabbos. He says, you know when you're mechalo Shabbos, if the 31st day fell out in Shabbos, they didn't see the levon of the 30th day. The mitzvah lekadish al ariyah. So you know why you're mechalo Shabbos? You're mechalo Shabbos because it's a mitzvah lekadish al ariyah. Some of the Amirdiki Gemara, so the Gemara is saying now, that, we see, we pass Kentucky like this, that the Emerson, other Hasamoch, Lenissen could be Mole or Chosa. And if it comes out that the 30th day is Shabbos, so he won't be Mechalo Shabbos. Let the Edom come the 31st day. When are you Mechalo Shabbos? When you Mechalo Shabbos, the 31st day, you Mechalo Shabbos the 31st day, If there was no Levona the 30th day. The 31st day there was a Levona, so now, and there's a mitzvah to be Mekadish al Piriyah, so therefore you Mechalo Shabbos the 31st day. In fact, the Turiyevin, Amuyim de Kekasha, the Turiyevin asks, the Gemara says later that, Nishniskalkulu akusim, the Kusim, they wanted to mess up the Cheshbin of when Rosh Chodesh was. So sometimes it wasn't a Chosar, they sent Edom to say they did see the Levone. So Bezdin made a Takone that you are only Mekabel Edis min Hayoidim. You only Mekabel Edis if you know that Yenis and Elach Yid is not at stake, he's not at... Then there were Mekabel Eidus. If he was not known Bifnei Bezdin, Bezdin did not accept his Eidus. The Gemara says, what if this person saw the Levon and Bezdin doesn't know him? So he used to send other two Eidim together with him to be made, who Bezdin relied on, and these two Eidim would tell Bezdin that, you know, these two Eidim said they saw the Levon this and this day, the kosher Eidim, and Bezdin was Mekabel these Eidim. Now, it says, just like the Eidei HaChodesh were Mechalo Shabbos, so the Eidim who were Maidia Bezdin, that these are kosher Eidim, are also Mechalo Shabbos. That's a shtey. Frekta Turiyevna, Moira de Kekash. Frekta Turiyevna, according to the Maskonis HaGemara, when were they Mechalo Shabbos? If the 30th day was Shabbos, no one came on Shabbos. Because he's not Mechal Shabbos, you make it the 31st day. It's Nishkefela. That we see from our Gemara, if 30 days, so it'll be, so then we would not be Mechal Shabbos in order to make other the 30th day. That, the Gemara says, let's wait another day. So the only time you're Mechal Shabbos is when it's the 31st day. It's the 31st day. It's Shabbos. So in order that Bezdin should be Mekadosh al Piriye, so Memela, these Eidim are Mechal Shabbos. Frekta Turiyevin, very good. These Eidim are Mechal Shabbos. But why do you have to send the other two Eidim along with them? Mamanavshech, if these two are kosher Eidim, so the kosher Eidim finished. So Bezdin was Mekadosh al Pi kosher Eidim. If they're posel Eidim, so you're not accomplishing anything. So, I mean, Bezdin is nothing to lose. That means Mamanavshech. You have two Eidim, the two Eidim that no one came the 30th day. The 31st day is Shabbos. So Akil Kol Zichan is no. Today Zichar Rosh Chodesh, that's no Shaila. Now the Shaila is, are these kosher Eidim? Are these kosher Eidim and you're Mekadosh the Chodesh al Piriyas Eidim? Or are they Posel Eidim? You're not Mekadosh the Chodesh al Pi kosher Eidim. But that's, these people came, so finished. So why are other two Eidim Mechal Shabbos? Why did the other two Eidim have to come? Let these two Eidim come and Mamanav Shech. Rabbi say, if we're kosher, so we're kosher. So, Baruch Hashem, you're Mekadosh the Chodesh al Piriyas Eidim. Rabbi say, we're not kosher, so you don't have Eidim. So if you don't have Eidim, so finish. So you have nothing to lose, so you're Mekadosh the Chodesh. So why were the other two Eidim permitted to be Mechal Shabbos? Zuchta Turi Evin, he says, no, maybe there's an Avtamin, maybe other Eidim also came. You have five Kittas of Eidim. So like this, you'll be Mekadosh to the first Kat. They had nice long white beards, and Mekadosh with them a lady, you'll find that Rachman and it's long that they had Tzedukim about to see. So that's why we have to send Eidim along with them. Frekta Turi Evin, don't do that. Instead of people being Mechal Shabbos, make Chakir and Drisha from all the five Kittas you have. If one of the five is good, so it's good, and if none of them are good, so it's no good. But what right do you have to be Mechal Shabbos? He says, you're not gaining anything. That's the Turi Evin's Kasha. Let us see Rashi. Ella yamret loylam choso minami los eidem mekatchel eidem. You love me. That we said right. Ike da amri kosal kedai techilu mishemitz velakadish al rio. So bezoy, it's very good. Why mechalo Shabbos? Mishemochim mechalolin. Shim yorachalo nimtzishis kadish achodish bloyedim. They have to make the chodish the 30th day without eidem. Ella yamret zimne moly vezimne choso. Bichdei bebezn tal, can I bring a lekamon atom a filo mezidim? Is a mai mechalalino? Why? What the eidim mechalo Shabbos? Liskenu bezn, let bezn make a takone. Sheyamtin ad yem shloishim vecha shloi lechalo vesa Shabbos v'yelchav idu lemocha v'yikatshu al piya. Nabrei ha'idno. Let yoyim lamed ze yavru es odo. And they will make it to 31st day. Idi klayim. The Gemara says, you're right, 100%. Idi klayim shloishim b'shabbos. V'ro boyes halavon ochinami demabrina v'loy mechalalinon. Hochi ditoni mechalalin kegoin de'i klayim shloishim v'echad b'shabbos. The 31st day fell out in Shabbos. Lay nirachay d'shesmal ala hayoyim. Dinami loy ozli. If they won't come, mekachi le bez na'idne. Dein lochachay d'shoyser al shloishim. Mekachi shloy al p'yeidim. Hilkach machalalin lekadish al hariyah. Just let's finish this sugya. Mosiv Rav Kahane. Rav Kahane shlugged up the first shochalei lema'ukve. We learned, it says, k'shamigdosh kayim machalalin af al kulam. They used to be machalal on all 12 chadoshim imnei takonis hakol. Why were they that you should be makriv the kolben the correct day? is mi de kulu lav mishum de mitzvah lekadesh al ariye, nisem betishrei nami lav mishum de mitzvah lekadesh al ariye, yamet bishloime zimne molev zimne chosar, mishamachim mechalalinan, liyamet loilam chosar, amay mechalalinan, tiyufte. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, the Baraisa says, that when Bizman Abayis, Edim were mechalal Shabbos each month, Mimnei Takonis HaKolben, Musvei Reish Chodesh, Sheyikrevu Bizmanon, that they should be marked with the right time. Nisim V'tishchei Nami Lav Mishum, the Mitzvah Kadosh Shel Riyah, Havachilu Shabbos Ditu, it's similar to the rest of the year, Elushia Me'adois, Bizmanon, Lefi Teudeis HaLevonon. If that's why they were Mechalo Shabbos for the other Chadoshim, that's the same reason of Mechalo Shabbos before, and this in an ear, to know the exact day. Aliyamrit lo ilom chosos, so if you'll tell me like Sholchalei lema ukve, that order asomach lenisn is always chosa, amai mechalalinen, balabditunami ho idno mikachinalei.